This is Shocks of Sheba, and we are excited and happy to welcome Clinton Fearon to the studios. Clinton, welcome.
Pleasure. It's a pleasure.
It is a pleasure. Clinton Fearon is a longtime person in the reggae business, for sure. Could you give us a little bit of info on your background?
Oh, well, to start with, born and raised in Jamaica. Loving music from as far back as I can remember. Following my dreams, doing what I love, loving what I do, in short, and here I am today, still doing what I love and loving what I do.
Makes for a happy human.
Oh, Clinton Fearon spent 18 years as a founding member, a key member of the Gladiators group, who put out countless reggae anthems in the 70s and 80s. And then he is branched out into his own with Clinton Fearon and the Boogie Brown Band. How long have you been doing your solo thing now?
Oh, that's like about 20 years, 20, 20,
maybe.
30.
Yeah. Time flies. Time is the master.
Time. Yeah, I'm holding
it's a long time. It's a long time.
And time flies, but I think we're on his about 12th release, single release with Clinton Fearon, and just so good. The musicians you've chosen to work with are top-notch, and it's been a real treasure to have you in the Pacific Northwest for this amount of time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Right now, we're going to get to one of the biggest hits of Clinton's days with the Gladiators. We're going to play Chatty Chatty Mouth. And then we'll be right back to preview his newest release, History Say, Clinton Fearon.
I have done so and so. But I shall say the part from I know you not. And when you hear me, tatty tatty mo, be wise and know your culture. I'm a treasure, you tatty tatty mo. Better be wise, I'm a telling you.
All right, that was the Gladiators featuring Clinton Fearon on lead vocals with Chatty Chatty Mouth. Clinton, that was quite a song. Do you remember what year that was recorded?
Oh, to remember the year. I don't remember the year. I just know it was a long time.
Yeah.
we're in the 70s, mid.
Right, that's what I was going to.
76, 77.
Right.
You know, somewhere around there.
So now here we are in the year 2019, and you've got your new release. It's called History Say. We're going to start playing some tracks from that, and we're going to start off with the first track on the CD. It's called Technology.
Yeah.
What kind of things in your years in the music business, technologically speaking, have changed, you know, with recording or...
Well, let's start with myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm totally old school.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like things change and here I am still, you know, trying to cope and things change rapidly, faster and faster each time, and I can't catch up. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, I'm poking fun at myself by writing this song. The first artist was poking fun at myself. Then also because there are also some that it's also involved some technology in that song too as well. As you noticed, you know, Sly did the drums on it and it's programmed.
Right.
You know. Right. But he's the best one to do that if we're gonna do something like that. He's the best one to do that. You know what I mean? So hey, you know, put one on one together, I figure, you know, while poking fun at myself is also telling about the track itself too, and also saying that, you know what, we cannot get rid of technology anyway, and it's not like Cyril and I'm against technology. It's how we use it or let it use us. You know what I mean? That caused a problem. You know what I mean? Or can cause a problem. You know. But so my idea is for, you know, hey, I go and use it as much as I can use it, but just make sure that it don't use me.
Nice.
Yeah. On this new release, there's four songs that you recorded in Jamaica with Sly Dunbar, Clinton Rufus, one of your old bandmates with the Gladiators, and Lenky Marston. And Sly, did he do drum programming on all four of those?
On all four of those, right. And it's been, you know, and there are several the other collaborations on the album too. It's my first time doing such collaborations too. So at first I was a little bit scared, if you may, for lack of a better word. I was a little bit scared. I remember, you know, Catherine brought up the idea to me. You know, hey, you know, I think it would be good to have some different people on this album. I said, you know what? I haven't done it. It's not a bad idea. And then, you know, she mentioned some people, and, you know, I think about some people too, and it's like we collaborate, and, you know, and so we have Alpha Blondie from West Africa there on it. We have Mike Love from we have Imitarians from Spain that's on there too as well. We have some kids in Seattle from the Totem Star youth group there. They are on it too as well. You know, Ernest Ronglin is on, in a, well, not on the album, but on the jazz one.
What a wicked cut that is.
Thank you.
We'll play that soon.
Thank you.
And you there's know, also a young woman that goes by the name of Shireen Fearon on the album.
I forgot to remember. thank you. You know, which did run, and she did an excellent job. She sang one song there by herself. She also harmonized me on one there. why worry? You know, she did an excellent job. So I'm really feeling good about this album. At first, I was a little bit scared. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Embarking on something different.
Doing like, something
oh
new.
Oh, boy, you know, wonder. But then each time I listen to it, and we've been rehearsing it too, and it's like, so it's not just on the record, playing it live too, it's like, feel really good. So I think we are on to something.
I love it. I really appreciate your willingness, you know, at your age, at this long in the business, to work with new people, to try new things, and to work with new technologies. You know, it's true. You stretch,
thank you,
you
thank
grow,
you, thank you,
and
thank you.
This works. I
thank
can't
you.
Wait to share it. It's brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, let's get to the track technology right now, and maybe we'll play one more and then get back to it with Clinton Fearon.
This song is called Technology. And I don't know much about such phenomenon. But here I am.
Here I am.
Don't know a lot about technology. Don't know a lot about such prodigy. It's hard to do without cryptology. It's hard.
From the album History Say, to be released September 13th, Clinton's 12th solo album. That was Technology. We are blessed to have Clinton Fearon in the KBOO studios, and we give thanks for that. Thanks for taking your time
and
sharing.
It's a blessing, you know.
We're going to get to another track here from History Say. I've got Crazy Ride queued up, another of the tracks that was recorded in Jamaica. It seems that you have a theme that you've really had throughout most of your music, if not all. Give a little, take a little, leave a little.
That's basically it. That's rule of thumb. You know what I mean? I wish our politicians would just take a look at that a little bit. Or the people in charge. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just look at that a little bit. You know, and people who have so much that they don't know what to do with it, can't, but them still gravitating for more. And just to take a look at that still, because, you know, it's like a boat. You know, if you put everything on one side, it's going to capsize. You know, it's going to overturn. You know what I mean? So you have to balance it. You have to balance the thing, you know. And such is life, you know what I mean? So that's what it's saying. It's like, okay, you know, like the song said, breeze a blow, breeze now blow, but the sea rough. You know what I mean? Caught a fish, it's not enough. You know, it's like, again, you know, where the rain a fall, but the ground tough, food a cook, but it's not enough. You know, it's like a big pot here and some belly full, and them throw the rest in the garbage while people are right here hungry. You know what I mean? It's like the balance is not right. You know what I mean? And this is my only way I can say something and it be heard some, you know, because like if I talk to somebody out on the street, it's only like talking to Catherine here, I talking to you, and it just stops there. Right. You and I understand that, but what about the general public? You know what I mean? So this is the widest I can go with it, and hopefully it catch some ears.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, well, let's give it a listen. This is Crazy Situation.
Crazy
ride. But it is also a crazy situation.
passion, it's not enough. And it's not enough at all. Hey, stay alive. Got to survive. Life is a crazy ride. Ride on, ride on.
Clinton Fearon right there. That is from his new, soon-to-be-release, History Say. We just heard Crazy Ride, recorded in Jamaica. Clinton, when you have guest musicians, as you did on this, do you instruct them how you want the song to go, or do they have their own input, or how does that work?
Well, there are some input there from them. You know, I'll have like a skeleton of something up. You know, I'll have the bass line for sure. Sometime if I might have a special skank or... But in this case, I had the bass line, and I leave them to use their creativity around it, especially Sly. You know what I mean? Because we played in the studio before, you know, and we have an understanding, even though it's not regularly we play, but we have an understanding musically. So I know from in here a bass line going certain way, he's going to come with some. If I have something specific, then I'll say, hey, you know, if not, you know, I let him work. If something bothers me, I'll say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
but I definitely went there to get some other influence on it, not just because the rest of them have so much of me on it. You know, I want this one to be like, okay, a little bit of that, a little bit of this. You know what I mean? And it worked. It worked.
One of the best in the business, one of the best there's ever been.
He's very good.
Do you think that when you do that, when you're really collaborating, when you're allowing their artistic juices to flow and influence what is going to be coming out under your name, do you think that helps you in your capacity as a musician? Like, did it help you see things from, like, oh, I never would have thought to do this or embellish it like this?
Yeah. Everything intertwined. You know, I'm always a sponge where all of this is concerned. From long time ago, you know, coming from way back a Gladiator's time, coming up the line, playing for different artists in this play with different musicians and things like that. I'm always a sponge trying to catch little pieces here and there, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And subconsciously, back in the cranium, back in the head there, and later on it comes out in the music. You know, maybe I don't even know, but
right.
I'm quite sure, you know, just watching the steps coming up until today, you know what I mean? Because I don't go to school for it. You know what I mean? So I learn on the street, in the studio, you know, from you, you know, hey, okay, catch little pieces here and there, you know. That's why there's always room for a new song.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, I learned something. Hey, let's put a song to it.
I like it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to get to another track. This one's called Why Worry? You say it's a waste of energy and we should live each day with passion and compassion.
Yeah, which is hard to do.
Yes, it is.
You know, but if you aim at the sky, you'll fling high. You know. That's the idea. You know that, boy, you it won't be perfect, but sometimes the imperfect is perfect too. You know what I mean? It's like we say, you know, just do our best. You know, like one writer said, hey, you know, worries are necessary, but even so, we continue to worry. You know what I mean? It's like, hey. So it's just to remember, say, hey, be careful, you're worrying. So if you see it's going too far, you know, all right, you put that. Because you have to live, you know.
Right.
Yeah, there are a lot of things to worry about in these times, that's for sure. But, you know, there's worrying and then there's just thinking and reasoning.
Yeah.
And it's all where you're coming from and how you're thinking about it, as far as I can tell.
Well, it's true. And that's why I always go back to, again, you know, how important it is for us to do what we love and love what we do. Because in the midst of it all, if we are doing what we love and loving what we do, you know, you can go through hell, be ready, then don't get burned. Or if you get burned, you don't feel it that much, because you know what? You feel so good inside anyway. You know what I mean? So, because when you feel bad from inside, oh boy, then nothing sweet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you're feeling burned when no fire is not even there. You know what I mean? But if you're feeling good inside, fire can be outside, man. You don't even get burned.
Okay. Well, let's listen to Why Worry now. This is from Clinton Fearon's new release, History Say. That one was called Why Worry by Clinton Fearon. Clinton, we were just chatting off mic. You're starting to release your music now on vinyl as well.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd put that out there, let the people know. He's released an EP, Time. We've played those songs in previous shows, and we will play some of them later on today as well, time permitting. But the full album you're going to have on vinyl. Is it also going to be, I would assume, on hard CDs as well?
On CDs as well.
So yeah.
That's... Because everything cannot hold on the album.
It's
12 tracks, right?
Right.
And so it's only 8 tracks going to be on the album, because that's as much as it can hold.
Yeah.
But the CD will have everything. Plus, there is download stuff and things like that.
Oh, great. So how did you decide what songs that weren't going to make it onto the vinyl?
Well, I don't even know which one's there right now in the top
okay.
of my head.
Well, we'll definitely find out when it's
done. I totally don't even remember which one is there right now. You know?
Well, we'll be buying that one as soon as it's ready. And look forward to seeing what didn't make the cut, because it's a pretty strong CD.
Thank you.
The next song I have queued up is the track that you did with Alpha Blondy. It's called Together Again.
Yeah.
Could you tell us how that came about?
Oh, you know, a few years ago, actually, from a long time ago, I admire Alpha's music and his tone of voice. You know, like, you know, it's very special. You know,
it is.
Okay, and I remember we met in France a long time ago. I did a gig there. And his keyboard player at the time, what name? Kwaku, I think it's Kwaku, right. You know, introduced me to him, and he's like, you know, and he was very respectful, and but we didn't get time to talk, you know, because you know the time was busy. And then a year before, we went to West Africa. And he came to the gig. First we went to his radio station, you know. And after that, we spent like about an hour talking, and we realized that we had a lot in common. You know what I mean? That's our view on life and things like that. We had a lot in common, you know. And we I have the album doing and things like that. So you know, Prepper Man said, hey, you know. Well, it would be nice if you could collaborate with someone and say, hey, why not? Yeah, I would love to do it. It would be an honor, you know, and I will do it. I do my part in our language here, you know what I mean? And I say, hey. And so, you know, one-on-one make two, we have this result. You know, together again.
Yeah. And the lyrics in there, you talk about it being an honor, a dream of yours, to work with him. And when I was listening, I'm like, I wonder if he means specifically Alpha Blondy.
I widened it. Yeah. It's more like, okay, all right, you know, most of Jamaicans, you know, a lot of Jamaicans are from West Africa, Ghana, you know, and along the place, you know, so talking about slavery and things like that and so forth. And there's a separation, you know, and there's a lot of Africans who think that people who don't born in Africa are not African, so therefore, you know what I mean, or the better than me, better than you syndrome, you know, which I don't find that in him at all. And I think that, I also think that if Africa can unite, if it any at all possible for Africa to unite, the rest of the world would follow. That's how I think, you know. Okay, so that this gave me a chance to incorporate those words in there and also involve Alpha and myself and the welcome, you know what I mean? There was a special welcome there from the Rasta brethren them there, Alpha himself and everybody. It was so great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Catherine have the best birthday ever over there too as well. You know, it was just wonderful moment. You know, when we got out of the airport, you know, there was like about 25 to 30 people there, you know, Rasta brethren there, you know, chanting and singing welcome in the country, and wow. Goosebumps.
Yeah.
You know, and we were tired, but I had was to join them, you know what I mean, for a few minutes and enjoy the moment and of welcome, you know. So it was just pure wonder and beauty, nice. And, you know, and this is how I try to give that moment justice.
Nice. That's beautiful.
Well, when I listen to this song, to me it sounds like an Alpha Blondy track before he even comes on. The music sounds like some of Alpha's older works, the bass line especially.
That's funny. Thank you.
Let's give it a listen right now. This is called Together Again, Clinton Fearon with Alpha Blondy.
by your own satisfaction. Every move you make, you try to seek revenge with no comprehension. Every little thing you say, you try to seek revenge. Is that your only option? Every little thing you do, you try to seek revenge. Are you really satisfied?
From the upcoming release, History Say, from Clinton Farron, that was Mr. Pretender featuring Mike Love out of Hawaii. We've had him on Shocks of Sheba a couple times. Beautiful human being. I love that song. I love you. The scatting back and forth. It's really good. Was it organic? Did it kind of...
It just happened. It's kind of just happened.
It's awesome.
So, Clinton, did you write that song before or after Trump got elected president?
That's the fucked question right there. I think it's after. It's after. It's after. And, you know, actually, there's a few songs that history say, which I'm planning on doing, too, acoustically.
Great.
Here.
Oh, nice.
You know, the title track.
Great.
You know, it's the same thing. You know, it's like we watch the thing goes down in Jamaica, you know, and how horrible it is and how them guys just take the rest of us for complete idiot. You know, I remember, you know, Minister of Finance there rob up the money, and when he was found out, you know, he ran away. And as soon as, you know, Michael Manley win again, him come right back and then put him back in Minister of Finance again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, hold on a bit.
No accountability.
No accountability.
It's not just U.S. politics.
It's not just.
No.
But I must say, you know, the recent situation here is a reminder, say, man, you know, shit is always hitting the fan, you know, sorry for the expression, you know what I mean? And it's like, and the more we are so absorbed with the outside energies, the less we'll pay attention or even see what's going on or do something about it, because we're so busy trying to keep up with everything else. So, you know, you live a day, you give thanks for that, while they're grabbing and, you know,
it's true, and then they'll make a false promise, and we latch on to it and believe it.
Of course. And then, you know, you found out something. You know, it's like they have their own news media and thing like that. You know, so when they do something and they found out, you know, then they shift course, you know, and throw some dirty water in the well and have everybody go look on the dirty water while here. So it's even worse. But this is fresh news.
Right.
You know.
Right. Deflect. Get them looking
exactly,
over here.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, you're in tune to your community radio station. This is KBOO Portland. We're heard on translators K220HR in Hood River and K282BH Philomath. We've got Clinton Farron here live in the studios.
He'll be playing live in town tomorrow night, folks, at the Jack London Review. So check it out if you like what you're hearing. definitely go get some live music with his full band.
But now we're going to get something acoustic style.
You know, hey, you know, I hope I can do this one justice. Again, this is about, you know, our politicians in general, you know. Not to say there aren't some that really want to do good.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's that, but, you know, there's so many bad doings out there and everybody just following one trend, you know what I mean, instead of really for the people. You know what I mean? And I think that, you know, when you appoint somebody, you know, the people appoint somebody, at least that's how it's supposed to be. The people appoint somebody, and if that person is not doing a good job, take that person down and put somebody there that will do a good job. You know, anyway, I could talk again for a long time, so, but do the music.
Music's sweeter.
This one entitled History Say, this is the title track, yeah?
How long must we wait for a change to come? How long must we wait for a change to come? President, blah, 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 bottom out, say. Vote for me, vote for me, vote for me, and every child will go to school. No more illiteracy. President, blah, 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 sugar mouth, say, vote for me, vote for me, vote for me, and I will make your life great again. We don't wanna wait and wait and wait in vain. We don't wanna wait and wait and wait in vain. We don't wanna wait and wait and wait forever. We don't wanna wait and wait and wait forever. History said, promises a temporary fix in the mix is just a band-aid. History say, promises are comfort as we know it, still it's just a band-aid. History say, we have got to do it to ourselves and tear off the band-aid. History say, yes, we've got to do it to ourselves and fling away the band-aid. There's an outcry for humanity internationally. There's an outcry for integrity internationally. Everywhere you go, you can hear people chanting the same words over and over again and again. I said, how long must we wait for a change to come? How long must we wait for a change to come? President, blah, 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 bottom mouth, say, vote for me, vote for me. Vote for me and every child will go to school. No more illiteracy. President, blah, 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 sugar mouth, say. Vote for me. Vote for me. Vote for me and I will make your life great again. We don't wanna wait and wait and wait in vain. We don't wanna wait and wait and wait in vain. We don't wanna wait and wait and wait forever. We don't wanna wait and wait and wait forever. History says, promises a temporary fix in the mix is just a band-aid. History says,
Promises that comfort as we know it, still it's just abandoned. History say, we have got to do with the ourselves and tear off the bandaid. History say, yes, we've got to do with the ourselves and fling away the bandaid.
History awesome. Say, yes, Clinton Fearon there live in the KBOO studios. That is the title track to his new release.
And indeed, sometimes you got to go through a little pain, tear off that Band-Aid. You want things to heal.
It isn't always going to feel good. You got it.
To do the necessary work.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
All right. We've got Clinton here in the studios. We've been previewing his new release, History Say. And we're just so thankful that you did come a day early. He's going to be in town tomorrow night at the Jack London Review with a full band and a great concert. But they came down a day early just to be on KBOO. And we appreciate that a lot, for sure.
It's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure. And you know what? Again, I think I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. You know, thank you guys for your longevity and for doing this as long as you've been doing it. You know, it's not all of us that can stretch it out this long. You know what I mean? So thank you, you know, because not just the musician and the singer, but people like yourself, you know, that take it another step, you know what I mean? All of us, we're doing the same thing, you know, looking for justice and humanity across the globe, you know what I mean? So thank you.
Yeah, well, enough thank respect. We haven't been doing it 50 years, but we've been doing it 31.
You say. You know what I mean?
Okay, we're going to get to another track. We're going to play French Connection next. What a heavy, great song that is. Did you tell Catherine, your wife Catherine is French?
Yes.
Tell us about the song.
Well, you know, this song is, well, basically we fell in love many years ago. You know what I mean? And we also face situation where, you know, people see us, don't know us, and say, oh, there's another black dude trying to harass the white woman. You know what I mean? Or trying to look money from her. You can see sometimes, you almost see what people are thinking sometimes, you know. Or some is just straight up ignorant about the thing, you know, and you look at the whole thing and you could just get really upset and, you know, and punch somebody in the face. You know it don't worth it. You know what I mean? So, okay, you look at it and how do you handle this? Sometimes I just tell people, hey, how are you this morning? How are you doing? You having a nice day? I am. Have a good one. You know what I mean? And move on. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's hard to do because you're not conditioned, you know. Okay, so... But when this happened, you know, and I remember Catherine said to me, said, you know, it's time you do something in French, you know, because because you have a lot of fans in France, and you know, they're waiting for something, you know. So I figure, well, it's a good time to actually address the situation to in a humorous way, but also tell the truth as well. You know what I mean? So, like the song say, I don't have the lyrics right in my, you know, some call it French Connect, some call it Jamaican Addiction. You know what I mean? We say it love and affection. You know, and there are different lyrics there. I can't remember it out the top of my head right now. That says this story. You know what I mean? It's like say, hey, what you're thinking, that's not what it is. It's love. It's not what you think. It is love, you know, and love conquers all. That's basically it, you know. And so therefore we decide to go through hell be readied, you know what I mean, in order to prove this love. Not to others, but to our own selves. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that's the strength of love. When you love somebody, you know, What's more stronger than that? You know, it's like, and you know, care what nobody wanna say. Sometimes it hurts, yes, to see how ignorance, you know, take over one soul, one mind and body. You know what I mean? Like, oh, damn. You know, it's like racism. It's the same thing, you know. How you gonna, it's not donkey or grasshoppers or it's human, you know. So it's human race, you know what I mean? So how you are gonna say you are racist? How you are gonna say, well, then you're different. You're so different that you're not even human. Is that it? You know what I mean?
Right.
So ignorance is right. Is right, and the maid's right there. Once you're gonna deem yourself a racist, you know, then ignorance is right there, a partner with you. You know what I mean? So this is my little way of dealing with the situation in a humorous way, but also showing the love inside of it too. And talking about life is a crazy ride. You know what I mean? There's also that involved too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything is intertwined there, you know. But on the end of it, you know, I see it as a very beautiful song. You know, it's just for one, for just free themselves, just free yourself from everything and enjoy it for what it is, because it's just as natural as that. You know, we're a little island called Guemos Island, going north of Seattle, you know, and so we spend like 5 days, call it a week, where I write the song, and Catherine helped me with the French part of it, like you know okay, all right, you know. So we chill out there and write the song, and you know, it's good vibe, you know, and we hope that vibe will catch on. That's our hope.
Yeah. Well, again, another first. I love that you dip into the French language on this. I mean, that must be a little intimidating.
It's still intimidating.
Yeah.
Because I'm still trying to memorize, you know what I mean? Because in the studio, I read it off the paper, and I had to go back another day because I just couldn't formulate the words. You know, like, how you sound that again? Because it spells totally different from how it sounds. And it's like...
Yes.
difficult.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, such is life, you know. Sometimes you cry, sometimes you laugh, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, let's listen to this song. This one is called French Connection, Clinton Fearon.
Sound. some call it Jamaican addiction. We say it's a natural attraction. Good vibration, something lapel. Connection, Francis, something lapel. Addiction, Jamaican, do this on some food. Attraction, natural. Bon vibration. Good vibration. Bon vibration. Yeah. Good vibration. Bon vibration. Good, good vibration. Bon, bon vibration. Good vibration. Bon vibration. Yeah. I don't know you.
All right, that was called French Connection, Clinton Fearon, written for his wife, Catherine. But also, Clinton, you do have a very strong French connection just with the reggae fans over there.
That is true. And that's how me and Catherine met, too, many years ago, like 15, 16 years ago, something like that. Anyway, you know, Tabu One, a little company from out of France there, Tabu One,
mm-hmm.
licensed Mystic Whisper.
Oh.
And so I went over to do some PR, and there was like 30 people on the list that Guillaume presented me, and only one woman's name was on it, and that was Catherine. You know? And we call her up, you know, go down the list and call her up. And try to know France more than I don't know Paris, so she came where I was. And then, you know, we went to have lunch, and then we kind of realized something. And we realized, this is scary. So for like 2 years, you know, we kind of back off, you know, and then we met again like 2 years after, and then the rest of it is history. We realize, you know, needless you hide, you know what I mean? It's like,
mm-hmm.
this is it.
Can't fight it.
You can't fight it.
Well, you have a European tour coming up, and you're going to be playing, what is it, 20 shows in 25 days? How many of those are in France? About 15? Yeah, 16 or 17 out of 20 shows. Wow, that's covering a lot of territory.
That's covering a lot of territory, and but you know, I'm super excited. I'm honored, you know, because we haven't played over there in like 2 years, you know. So I'm sure a lot of people are waiting, and we are waiting too, you know, and we are also going. I'm going with a different configuration this time, and all guitars and drums, you know, and so it's a different configuration, you know. Usually you have keyboards,
right.
Sometimes you have horns, you know what I mean, and thing. This time, you know, there's no harmony except for Sharon. Then Sharon will do a couple of things together. But outside of that, you know, it's guitars and you know, so I'm looking forward because I love guitar,
right.
You know, and the two guitarists, Andy Cole and Mark Hoy, excellent guitarist, you know what I mean, bass and drums, you know, so I'm looking forward to, you know, and I want to see what this new configuration does.
Do you have any plans to play the talking drum in any of your shows?
You know, I'm still scared of it. I'm still scared of it, but I love it so much. You know what I mean? But, you know, it scared me in the studio, too. You know, I did it in the studio. That was the first take, actually. You know?
Whoa.
And it's like, then I tried it like maybe 5 more times or between 3 to 5 to see if I could do a better job and figure, you know what? Let it be. So I just put a little harmony thing to the chorus part of it and just let it be. You know what I mean? Because I figure, you know what? I don't think I'll do it better. Not now. I would have to go really practice the drum and get like super good at it to do a better job than what I did there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I don't know if it's fluke But, you know, I just call it a blessing that it happened the way it did. It's like, okay, you know. But I want to do it at some point in time when I get more comfortable.
Right. Well, you always seem to come up with different instruments and and different percussions and things in your shows. And it makes it very interesting.
Oh, I love it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah,
a little thumb piano.
I have a nice sweet one that somebody gave me in Hawaii, you know. So, you know, I've been playing around with it a little bit. So I might do a little bit of something there, you know. But I love percussion. I love the silly side of life is wonderful. You know what I mean? Because let us be kids still. You know what I mean? And I'm the craziest person in the world, so, you know.
You're lucky you have a mic.
When you were a session musician with Lee Scratch Perry, did he have the weird-sounding things at that time when you were playing for him?
Yes, I learned some things from him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I say, oh, boy, you can't be silly doing this. Okay, all right. You know, and we did some percussion together, like question and answer kind of percussion. You know, it's like, and so it's like, three or four of us will be playing that, you know, about tong ticket, tong ticket, tok tok. You know what I mean? It's like tong ticket, tok tok tok, boom. One somebody just boom.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? And the next one, tong ticket, tok tong ticket, tok tok. You know, tong ticket, tok tok tok, boom, tong ticket, tok. You know, right. You know, say, huh, okay, all right, you know. So I mean, just gather things from all the little vibes, and you know, and I love, you know, there was a new bassline that I'm working on right now is actually a dove. The idea is from a dove. She's cracking up. A dove in Jamaica, we call, you know, a P-dove. And then it's, you know, and you have another one, you know, I forgot what that one. I just love those sounds because those are the musical sounds I used to growing up in the woods. You know what I mean? And you have what we call the nightingale. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like in the early mornings, you know what I mean? Making little whistles and things like that. Yeah, oh, that sweet sound. And sometimes you hear somebody chopping wood round the corner and it echo, you know, and the echo in the hillside. Bam! You know, like when you dub. You know, so before I even do a dub song, you know, me and Gallimore, I talk with Gallimore, say, hey, I'm gonna do a dub album, you know, and it's gonna call Woodland Dub. Cool. You know what I mean? When you're fantasizing and right?
Yeah.
And that is from people using axe to chop wood, and the sound, the echoes that it made, you know, so. I just love it, man, and nature has a whole lot of information for us to grasp onto if we don't go too far from it. If we just stay with nature a little bit, it tells you what to do, you know, musically, yeah, and otherwise too as well, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Well, the next track that we have queued up right now, it's called Calypso Monkey. What does that mean?
I'm not a calypsoist, so I'm the monkey trying to do a good job at it, and hopefully, you know, them guys from Trinidad will hear it and say, "Who is this? Oh boy, they did it! Good job!" but the humor too is like, you know, wagwan dung a gully. Why the dog them a bark so damn long? You know what I mean? Wagwan dung a gully. Why the fool them a cattle so damn long? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, your dog bark, whoa, 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 whoa. Look, your chicken. You know. Yeah, how the fool them a cackle so? Wah, gwan. You know, and then, you know, in Jamaica you have, you know, a lot of people that there's, oh, you say, dopey, ghost, you know, Obia, da 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 da. There is all of that, you know. And when if somebody don't like you, them can put, you know, throw ice cube on your house top, and you think that you swear you're going to see some big stone in your yard tomorrow morning. But when you look out, there is no stone, and the water already melt, the ice melt. So you know. You know, little tricks and thing, you know what I mean? So this is kind of bringing back some of those humors. So I'm you not joking way, you know what I mean, musically, you know, not joking way I make fun and Jamaica humor, you know what I mean? Calypso style, Jamaica humor and Calypso style.
Okay, well, let's give it a listen. This one's called Calypso Monkey.
Why the dog them a bark so damn long? Why one dung a gully? Why the fold them a cackle so damn long? Is it a hawk or a mongoose? I try to take away me few little chickens. Butcher a rolling calf. I try to scare me away from my belongings. When I hit some panto, I run to pee. I won't run away. I am here to stay. Them not see you, some a look elsewhere. And every teacher see a laugh with you. Some of them will laugh and I bite you, some no care. Trouble down a gully, but no matter who it is, when I gone, me with you, I'm gone. But no matter what it is, they better move on before dawn. When I hit some panto, I run to pee. I won't run away. Cause I am here to stay.
That one was called Calypso Monkey by Clinton Farron. Now, who was playing the ukulele on that?
Masa. Bass player.
Okay.
My bass player, right. He's playing the ukulele. He's a master at it. He's such a good musician and a wonderful person, too, you know.
That's great.
Yeah.
We have Clinton Farron here in the studios. The time is about 3 minutes after 2 o'clock. Africa Oye is coming right up. Kona is running a little late, so we've got about 10 or 15 minutes to fill. And the next tracks we're going to get to, back in June, I believe, you released an EP for your track Time. The track Time is on your CD, but on the EP, you did a dub version, a jazz version, and one that's called Tama Time.
Right.
What's Tama Time mean?
Tama Time, you know, a friend of mine from Senegal brought me a Tama drum, a talking drum, I've been looking at it because I love the instrument, you know, looking at it, you know, tough on it a little bit sometimes, but you know. And then when the time came that, you know, we needed an instrument, that I didn't want to get a guitarist or a keyboard, I want something different. So that was my time to say, you know what, let me try the Tama and see. You know, I know it's a little bit far-fetched, but you know, I'm gonna try it anyway. I'm gonna try it, you know. So I you know, the morning before going to the studio, I work it a little bit and I say, you know, okay, I think it will work, you know. But in my head I'm still saying, if it doesn't work, then I'll do something with the guitar, you know.
Right,
but you know, luckily you know, I did the first take and it sounded good. I figure, you know, I'm gonna try it again, you know, see if I can do a better take, because that was just, we did like about 3-5 more time, tried it and realized, you know what, that's it,
first take,
that's it. So I'm highly appreciative of it. I'm feeling good about it. It just tells me if I spend some time with it, I probably could do something great with it.
Well, we're gonna play the jazz version. You called it Jazz Time, and this features a guitarist named Ernest Ranglin. Who's that?
Ernest.
Just kidding.
I remember my when I kid, man, and really young, you know, and heard him play. There's a song that he played for Bob. After we break your heart, and the solo that Ernest Ranglin did on the, like, just wowed me, like, whoa, I can't believe a guitarist could be so sweet and so, like, you know, making so much sense with all the different, the parts, the melody that he chose to put there, like, whoa, you know. I don't even know who the person is. I just know that guitarist, whoever that guitarist is. And then later on, I happened to see him, and somebody, I think it was Albert, who pointed out, hey, is this Ernest Ranglin, that, you know? I said, oh, yeah? Okay. And then Prince Tony got him to play on Gladiator's album, and he played on a song for me, I think it's Backyard Meditation. He did something on there, and when in the studio, I'm like, I was just cracking up, you know. And Will won't tell him, but I was so shy to even let him know how I felt about him, you know. And then I saw him in Oregon here, in play further down the road at a little amphitheater down the road, and I sat with him for a minute to remind him of what he played for me, and say, you know, I play so many things, to be honest, I don't remember. I said, okay. but you know, I just want to let you know that, you know, you're, yeah.
And that's then, a great song. I played it last show, actually.
Thank you very much. You know, and then when he did this, I remember talking with him right before he did. He was in the studio. And the sound engineer called me, because I did it in Jamaica, and the sound engineer called me, and so we were supposed to, you know, clear up some things, and I talked with Ernest for a minute, you know. So I asked him, I said, so what do you feel, how what do you think about the track? He said, I love your harmony chords, I love what you put together there, that's very nice, you know. I'm telling you, man, goosebumps come all about here because, you know, he's master, you know what I mean?
Yes,
and
yes.
Especially where jazz is concerned, he's like, you know, so for him to say that to me, you know, I don't see why he would lie to me, you know what I mean? So that made me feel good. Say, all right, Clinton, you're growing, buddy. Yeah. You're growing.
Okay, well, once again, we want to thank you. I think our time is running out here fast. Thank you for coming to KBOO today.
Most welcome.
I want to remind you, tomorrow night at the Jack London Review, Clinton Fearon will be in full force with his band, Boogie Brown Band. Should be a great show.
Okay. Thanks
Bring
again.
Your dancing shoes, folks. It will be lovely.
We're going to take it out. We're going to play Jazz Time featuring Ernest Ranglin on the guitar solo, and then we'll follow it up with Tama Time and listen to that talking drum that Clinton Fearon is just learning how to play. Have a great day, everyone. This has been Shocks of Sheba. Stay tuned. Africa Oye is coming right up.
About the much we've got, and if not, then what?